usually some about the computer programs for simulating evolution.
Evolution, yeah.
The work you did with Langdon's model.
There have been a number of attempts to try and simulate evolution on computer. A big discussion of that took place at the Wistar Institute in Philadelphia some years ago, must have been 15 years ago now or more, maybe in the late 60s, in which the mathematicians kept running up against the problem that they couldn't simulate evolution on computers. They kept getting garbage instead of getting improved complexity, you know, growing complexity that made sense, that sort of thing. And basically, many of them concluded that the Darwinian model mutation natural selection did not produce the results desirable. I had a chance just a year or two ago. I was interested in this thing I did mention a night or two ago, last night, I guess, this morning would have been, this idea of Paley's that watch is some sort of a design, if you like, but a living thing is more than like a watch. It's like a watch. You can make a copy of itself. Watch, you can make a watch. And so I've been on the lookout for several years for information regarding self-reproducing automatons, a machine that will make a copy of itself. Not like a Xerox, where you can draw a picture of a Xerox on a sheet of paper and put it on top of the Xerox machine, and you get a copy of the Xerox picture, but like a Xerox machine that you can turn it on and plunk out the other end would come another Xerox machine. And some work has been done on that. It's mostly in the form of mathematics, of imagining that you've got an infinite plane of computer chips all put together and asking, can you specify some finite number of these computer chips in such a way that they will tell each other to do certain things and begin to turn on some computer chips over here so that when they're finished, this array is like this array and this array over here, and they will now make another set of them out there further, and that will make another set that will be turning on these computer chips so that they'll run like a little computer. And their whole job would be to make another, to turn on another little thing over here that's a new computer. And that's programmable. And this fellow named Stephen Langton designed a program to show how to make something simple like that. And I messed around and figured out how to program that into my little computer, PayPro, and got it to work and such. But then what I was interested in was, how complicated is it? And so I tried to do some calculations. And although it doesn't look complicated at first, it turns out that the chance of something like that arising, given that you've already got this, all the set of chips put together, given that by some random process the organization would happen to turn on the right set of them to make another copy, etc., it turns out that that there's virtually no chance of that in the universe. I think it was turned out there was one chance in 10 to the 120-something in the history of the universe that you'd get anything happen like that. I worked that out in a paper over there. It's not one that was in the handout group, but it's one over here, one of the blue jobs over here, self-reproducing automata and the origin of life. But that's an attempt to do a computer simulation and figure out what the complexity is there.